I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In a surprising turn of events, Jakarta's former governor, Basuki Purnama, was sentenced to 2 years in prison for blasphemy. Basuki, also known as Ahok, was Indonesia's first Christian governor running for re-election. The blasphemy charges were leveled against him by extremist Muslims during the election. After Ahok lost the election, prosecutors moved to drop the blasphemy charges. But Jakarta judges ignored the prosecution's advice and moved ahead with Ahok's trial and sentence. Asian Access's Joe Handley says this case shows the shifting tides of religious freedom in Indonesia. Would you pray for Ahok's encouragement and freedom? And
pray for the country of Indonesia. There is a vast growing Christian population that is, you know, mostly underground. And in the midst of this kind of inflamed situation, they're more at risk.
And finally, the Great Commission begins with a simple command, go. But that begs the question, where do I go? For SOAR International, discipleship happens where there's a need, and that's led them to help orphans in Russia. Joanna Mangione of SOAR says,
I mean, the numbers of orphans all over the world is staggering. It's hard to even choose where do you go first to help because, I mean, it's in our own country. It's just all over the place. But I think what inspires me and what inspires our staff is seeing how at least this is one way that we can be reaching those orphans, that we are reaching them for Christ.
Nobody can do everything, but everybody can do something worthwhile with what God's given them. More on this story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.